It's Thursday, February 19th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. A massive backlog for state child care assistance has spurred lawmakers to advance a financial plan. Lawmakers continue to move a bill they say will connect homeless people with resources through interactions with police. And a bill moving through the State House would restructure Ivy Tech Community College's governance and sharpen its core mission to emphasize student workforce preparedness. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. A massive backlog for state child care assistance has spurred lawmakers to advance a financial plan. WFYI's Eric Weddle has more on the push to use millions of dollars in surplus funds to help low-income families pay for childcare.
The House Budget Committee gave the green light to a Senate bill that would provide a potential fix for thousands of Indiana families. Right now, more than 33,000 children are stuck on a wait list for the state's Child Care Voucher Program. The Family and Social Services Administration froze new enrollments last fall after federal pandemic funds ran out. The provision would allow the state to tap into a $300 million surplus fund to restart the program. Advocates argue that without these vouchers, many parents are forced to leave the workforce to stay home with their children. The bill now heads to the full House. I'm Eric Weddle in Indianapolis.
Lawmakers continue to move a bill they say will connect homeless people with resources through interactions with police. But as WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, advocates and police say it will criminalize those sleeping outside.
The bill makes it so people can be charged with a Class C misdemeanor for camping or sleeping in public areas. Bill sponsor Cindy Carrasco says the bill is about getting people off the streets, but disagreed that it criminalizes being homeless.
The bill is structured so that the initial interactions are focused on intervention rather than punishment.
Jeff Ballin, president of the Indiana Sheriff's Association, disagreed and says attaching a criminal element to homelessness will have an impact.
Us and the county jail becoming a homeless shelter, a quasi-homeless shelter, is not the answer.
The bill now heads to the full House. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Ivy Tech is Indiana's only statewide community college system with over 40 locations. Legislation could refocus its mission toward workforce development. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports.
Lawmakers want to revise the community college's mission to emphasize its role as the state's workforce engine. The bill, which is getting broad bipartisan support, would require the college to provide training that meet the needs of local officials, employers, and labor groups. Representative Bob Boehning pointed to the need for a more equipped workforce to handle massive projects like the LEAP District in Lebanon.
And while we have made significant state investments into that, we really have, I think, could do a much better job of making sure our workforce aligns more closely to the needs of that particular project, and this would help provide that.
The legislative session is expected to end next week. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
An ICE detainee has died while in custody at the Miami Correctional Facility north of Kokomo, the first at the Indiana prison. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports religious leaders raise concerns.
Lord Sim, a Cambodian national, was found unresponsive in a cell and pronounced dead Monday morning, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The cause of death is under investigation. Castleton United Methodist Church senior pastor Matt Landry has helped organize numerous faith vigils outside the Indiana prison in recent months. He says this was something the group was praying would not happen.
This person did not have to lose their life. And there's lots of questions that we want answers to as a faith community of how this person was treated and were they denied access or what have you.
Some Indiana lawmakers have called for a thorough investigation into Sim's death. The Indiana prison started holding detainees last October as part of an agreement between the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the state of Indiana. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
The multi-faith group plans another vigil outside the prison on Monday. More news in a moment.
My name is Cassie Beer, Director of the Women's Fund at the Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne.
At the Women's Fund, we focus on research, education, and advocacy, and WBOI helps us share those findings with our community. Public radio is vital for telling the stories that often go unheard, especially those of women and girls facing challenges like domestic violence and unequal pay. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Lawmakers in the House and Senate have merged competing bills involving the consolidation of township governments. Crypto ATMs could soon be outlawed in Indiana, as lawmakers are close to a final passage of a bill. And Indiana's children are faring better than they were a year ago, according to an annual review of child well-being. Indiana's overall ranking rose from 27th to 25th this year, though some critical health and education metrics continue to trend in the wrong direction. That's Who and What for Thursday, February 19th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.